God, we're going to continue on the subject of faith, but I'm going to be tying faith in to what we're going to be talking about on Sundays. I'm going to challenge you, if we can have the lights on in the back, I'm going to be challenging you to don't miss a Wednesday or a Sunday. And if you see somebody that's not here, amen, tell them they don't want to miss, because this series is going to last for a long time. And the purpose of this series is to get everybody on the same mindset, amen. It's going to be good. Tell your neighbor, say, it's going to be good. Amen. On Wednesdays, we've been talking about faith. We've been talking about faith, and we're going to return to that. Amen. I want you to turn to Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. I got some really good stuff for you tonight to help you understand about your Christian life tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. If you don't have a Bible, please slip your hand up. We'll make sure we get you one. If you don't have a Bible, anybody in here don't have a Bible? Amen. Did all the ushers leave? My God. This young lady right here needs a Bible. Thank you, Brother Mark. Amen. We're going to kind of move kind of slow because I want you guys to really get this. Amen. You know, for the most part, it's very hard for believers to I'm not even going to say that word. It's very hard for professing Christians, not believers, but professing Christians to continue to navigate a relationship with God if they don't understand faith. And we've been talking about faith, and we could talk about faith every single service and not talk about it enough. And the reason why, because we're going to find here in the scripture here that the Bible decrees and declares that those of us who have been declared righteous, tell yourself, say, I have been declared righteous. Those who have been declared righteous, they live a lifestyle of faith. Faith is not just something that you get to believe God to get a bar of soap. Faith is not something that you use just to get a believe God for a car, a new pair of socks. Faith is a lifestyle. Amen. You live by faith. It's like if you don't have air in your body, or you don't have oxygen, you can't survive. You can't live. Amen. If you lose oxygen to your brain for a certain amount of time, you will die. Amen. So there's so many Christians that have lost their spiritual oxygen. Faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Faith. And faith is built and based upon God's word. Now, if you don't live by faith, then you are living according to your sense realm. That's a dangerous thing, because those who live according to their sense realm, their five senses, what they can taste, what they can touch, what they can see, what they can hear, what they can smell, those who live by that will not survive and be effective as a believer. They can be a professing Christian, but they won't be effective as a believer. Amen? So we're going to dive into the Word of God, all right? Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. Let's all read it together on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Circle his faith. That means you can't live by your wife's faith. You can't live by your husband's faith. You cannot live by your pastor's faith. You got to live by your own faith. Amen? The Amplified Bible says, look at the proud. His soul is not straight or right within him, but the rigidly just and the uncompromisingly righteous man shall live by his faith and in his faithfulness. The key word that I want to bring out is proud. You should know this by now, but we're going to bring it out again, so that you can make a distinction between somebody who lives according to the world system and somebody who lives according to the system of the kingdom of God. Those that are in the kingdom of God, they live by faith. Tell your neighbor, say faith. In the world system, the currency of the world system is money. All transactions are made by money. But in the kingdom of God, the currency of the kingdom is faith. Somebody say faith. Faith. See, you can have faith and not have a natural source of money, and God will still open the door. You can have money and the door can be shut. Are you catching what I'm saying? So I'd rather live by faith. Amen. The word proud literally means to be self-dependent and independent of God. It means, and I give this example for myself because I had to train myself to see this right here. It means that I get up in the morning and I think about everything else except my relationship with God. I think about everything else except God's word. And I begin to start navigating through life without trusting in God and relying upon God. As a believer, we have to trust in God. And we have to trust his word. Amen? Now, you can't trust a person that you don't know. You can't trust a person that you don't spend quality time with. If I walked up to you and told you, I need you to trust me, and I just met you, you rightfully can't trust me. If you trust me, then that's ignorance, because you don't know me. But trust is built through a constant, unbroken fellowship and relationship with your Heavenly Father. See, if you start trusting God in the small things, and you start seeing him prove himself to be who he says he is, guess what? When the things get bigger, the same God that delivered you from the small thing is the same God that delivered you from the big thing. Come on, somebody say amen to this. You see, it's kind of funny how the children of Israel, you know what I mean? God got them out of the hand of Pharaoh. God caused them to have all the wealth of the Egyptians. They got into the Red Sea, and they got by the Red Sea, and God said, Moses, what you crying and yapping about? What do you have in your hand? Moses took the rod, parted the Red Sea, and the Bible said they went over on dry ground. But as soon as they got on the other side and the Egyptians start coming through, they start complaining. Ain't that just how Christians are? I mean, you can have something going on in your life, and I'm going to be speaking hypothetically, or I'm going to speak naturally. Say you got something in your body you've been believing God for. Now, I'm going to get even less than that, because sometimes it's hard for people to believe for healing. Say you believe in God for $50 to pay a light bill, and you don't have that $50, and there's no natural source for you to get that $50. But yet, when that light bill comes through, God takes care of that thing. Now, when you get that thing and it happens that way, immediately you're like, thank you, Jesus. But immediately the thief comes to steal the word to make you believe that it was a natural resource that caused that to happen. But really it was God who touched that person's heart, or God who opened that door. And see, what God wants you to do is start fortifying your faith, your confidence, your trust, your reliance, your dependence upon him and that small thing that you're going through right there. So the same God that gave you the $50 when you're going through something that's $100, the principle still applies. You understand that? You understand that? Amen. So let's see it in the word here. I told you we're going to do some teaching tonight. I'm not going to be jumping around screaming and stuff, but if I do, just be ready. Amen. Look at Habakkuk chapter 2 in the Message Bible. It said, look at the proud. They trust in themselves. The Bible said, cursed is the man that puts his trust in man. They trust in themselves and their lives are crooked, but the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I live by my faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. It says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's Romans chapter 1. Verse 16 and 17. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then also the Greek. For therein, or in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, we live by faith. Now, let's look at 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. I'm just giving you a few witnesses here. Amen. See, this is good when you go over the word of God and over the word of God. What are you doing? You're building and developing confidence and faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. When you get there, somebody say, praise Jesus. Let's read it together on the count of three. One, two, three. For we walk by and not by. Now, you can stop right there. Most people live by exactly what they see. Amen. They get a report from the doctor. They banking that thing. They done took it to the bank. You know what I mean? Your head going to fall off. They done went to the bank. You know what I mean? My head going to fall off. You know what I mean? You know, they done already determined the outcome before they even questioned God about it. Here's something that you can put in your spirit that will help you out. God has the last say-so. Amen. But do you know that you have the ability to shut down God's favor in your life by what comes out of your mouth? Faith is never determined by how you respond when you're not in the situation. Faith is always determined by how you respond when you're in the situation. You're talking to somebody that's been living by faith for 20 years. You got to catch what I'm saying. You got to have faith when you don't have the car. You got to have faith when you get the car. You got to have faith when you don't got the rent. You got to have faith when you got more than enough rent. You got to be consistent no matter what it look like. Well, what is faith? Let's see what faith is. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. You should know this by now, but we're just going to open it back up. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to show you a hindrance to our faith that's just going to bless your mind tonight. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. When you get to somebody, say, praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to learn something tonight. I'm going to learn something tonight. I might have been dumb when I walked in here, but I'm going to learn something. I'm just playing. My wife didn't smile. Chapter 11, verse 1. Count of three, let's read it together. One, two, three. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, watch this right here. The Bible here tells us that faith is substance. Faith ain't just some type of fate or emptiness. Faith literally is substance. It's the substance of what you're hoping for. Watch this right here. You can have faith in good or bad. The word hope literally means to expect something. Whatever you are expecting, faith is the substance of that what you're expecting. I'm going to say that again. Whatever you are expecting, faith is the substance of what you are expecting. So if you're expecting bad, guess what? There's a substance that will bring that bad to pass. If you're expecting good, there is a substance that will bring that thing to pass. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. See, natural faith is when I get in my car, every person that has a car, they'll get out there and they'll sit down in the seat of that car and they'll put that key in that ignition with the expectation that it's going to start, because that's natural faith. But spiritual faith is built and based upon God's word and God's word alone. Amen. Romans 10 and 17, turn there. Romans 10 and 17. Romans 10 and 17. Tell your neighbor, said, neighbor, faith is substance. Another translation said that faith is the title or the deed. Now, if I had a car, Romans 10 and 17, if I had a car and you came over to my house when I was sleeping, and you know, I just got done eating me some hot dogs and I fell asleep, and you came over my house knowing that I ate hot dogs and I fell asleep, and you took my car. You could take my car to California. You can take my car to New York. You could take my car to Buffalo, New York. You could take my car to Nashville, Tennessee. But guess what? It's still my car. You want to know why? Because I have the title. See, the enemy has taken some of your stuff. And you need to get it back. Why? Because you have the title. God's word is the title. God's word is the deed, that everything that you're expecting out of this word will come to pass. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Look at this right here. It says, so then faith cometh. Somebody say, faith cometh. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by what?
The word.
That means if you ain't hearing the word, you can't get no faith. If you're not hearing the word, you can't get no faith. Hearing the word. Now watch this right here. The word here in the Greek language is not the word logos. The word logos just means the written word. But the word here, word translated, is the word rhema. It means the spoken word. That means you need to be somewhere where the word is being spoken, where the word is being taught. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. See, you get faith for the wrong things because you hear somebody say the wrong stuff all the time, and then you begin to expect the wrong. Come on, somebody say amen. So when somebody's talking negative stuff to you all the time, you begin to expect that because you're developing that in your inner man. But the more that you hear God's word, the more you hear God's word, it begins to paint a new, what I call, mental picture in your human spirit, in your mind. And now that's building hope. That's building expectation. I'm going to give you this example right here. When you go, some of you go to the flower places or whatever, amen. Now you can buy flowers that are full grown. But back when I was a kid, they used to have those little packages of seeds. You remember them packages of seed? The little white packaging had big old fluffy flowers sitting on the face of it. See, that picture that you saw on the package was your expectation. That picture that you saw on the package was your hope. But within the package was a little small seed that did not look like the picture on the package. But when you plant that seed, that's called faith. And you plant it in what? Hope that one day you're going to see what's on the package. So all I'm trying to tell you is that God's word is a seed. And it might not look like what you're expecting right now, but watch this. The more you plant that word in your human spirit, I'm going to show it to you in Matthew chapter 12. Turn there. Matthew 12. It's about to get good right now. See, the devil don't like this stuff right here because we start teaching you how to live a supernatural life. You're not dependent on Pharaoh. Somebody say, let me go. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Somebody say, let me go, Pharaoh. I'm just tripping. This changed my life like about 8, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, somewhere around that. You know what I mean? That's when I unhooked. Tell your neighbor, say, Pastor, unhooked. I unhooked. I started living by faith for real. See, before that, I was living off of my pastor's faith. And I was complaining about him. And I was living off of his faith. But then I started living off of my own faith. The just shall live by his faith. See, you ain't living by faith if you complain about what everybody doing to you. Do you know that no man or no woman has the ability to control your life? I'm going to say that again. Not one man, not one woman has the ability to control your life. You determine your whereabouts in life. Life is choice driven. I say it all the time. We are where we are because of what we chose. Somebody say amen. You could change the course of your destiny right now. All you got to do is start planting seed. Look at Matthew 12, 33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his what? Amen. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure. Somebody say treasure. I want you to circle that word treasure there, because that word treasure is the Greek word thesaurus. We know what it means. It means words. But literally, it means the deposit. The deposit. Out of the good deposited of your heart, you'll bring forth good things. And out an evil man, out of the evil deposit of his heart, he'll bring forth evil things. Now watch this right here. Your heart is like a garden. Your heart is like a garden. And God's word is the seed. If you don't like the fruit that you're bearing, you got to change the crop that you're planting. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because it's so easy to blame everybody else, ain't it? It's so easy to blame everybody else and say, oh, my God, look at what this one is doing to me. Look at what that one is doing to me. But guess what? The Bible calls us trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Just like if you plant an apple tree, you can't stop the season of apples that'll come on that tree. Just like if you plant a pear tree, you can't stop the season of those pears that'll come on that tree. When you plant God's word, no devil in hell can stop your season. No devil in hell can stop your season. The only thing that could, I'm going to show you what's going to stop you. Some of y'all going to get mad at me, but you're going to love me anyhow. Ephesians chapter 4, turn there. I'm going to tell you what's going to stop your season. Ephesians chapter 4. Because you know what? I could hear people saying and thinking what I used to do when my pastor would teach this. They don't know what I'm going through. Somebody say amen. If they were going through what I was going through, they wouldn't be saying that. Let me tell you something right here. Faith is not prejudice. Amen. The Bible said God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. Look at Ephesians 4. Look at verse 29. Look what it says. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of what? Edifying. That word edifying means to build up. Watch this right here. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let me give you like an analogy what this scripture means. When you're going through a trial, when you're going through a situation, when you release words out of your mouth, it's either going to cause the grace of God to work for you, or the words that you're speaking are going to work against you. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, that's why you got to be careful what you deposit in your heart. The Bible said if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. When he say as a grain of a mustard seed, he's not talking about the size of a mustard seed. He's saying if you plant that thing, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, if you plant it, he said, guess what? Whatever you desire will come to pass. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look at Mark chapter 11. Let's turn there right quick. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And I'm going to go to a scripture and read it to you concerning a hindrance to faith. This is powerful. See, I'm going to get you mad at your circumstance. Amen. That'll get you to turn your prayer life up. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. See, there's a phrase in here. Jesus said, when you pray. And see, that's the key right there. Are we praying? Are we spending time decreeing and declaring God's word? Praying.